So globally, we have less than 1% of infants getting infected during this time. And that was our target that we were supposed to make by 2020. And we've gone ahead and made that target.
So hang on, that's actually a good news story, isn't it?
It's a very good news story. And sometimes in this time of COVID, these kinds of excellent stories get missed out because it's about how a vaccine works and how we measure more of a disease that we don't speak about a lot in children in terms of hepatitis. So it could get drowned out, but it's important because hepatitis B, if a child gets infected and becomes what we call a chronic carrier, later in life, 20, 30 years, 40 years down the road, they can develop cirrhosis or liver disease and then potentially die of liver cancer. So we're really, by making these targets now, we're protecting a child's life from hepatitis death, hepatitis illness later in their life. So it's a great achievement that we'll see giving us more benefits in years to come from now.
At a press conference, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus was nonetheless worrying about the lack of money, the missing millions, he called them, for hepatitis care, to get it to countries that really do need this cash to prevent this disease, which is easily preventable with a vaccine. So where's that money going to come from, and where are the worst affected countries?
Well, I think that, you know, in many ways, hepatitis is five different infections. So he was talking both about hepatitis C, but I'll also talk about hepatitis B. So hepatitis B, the immunization programs are part of our typical immunization programs or expanded program on vaccines. But almost all countries around the world have introduced a birth dose, but there are still many that have not yet.
This is the dose at birth.
Within the first 24 hours. And that is a key vaccine that can help reduce that prevalence later on. And I think it's what we were talking about in the past. Either governments have put together a vaccination program where they've included the birth dose vaccine, and or it's been supported by Gavi to be able to bring the birth dose vaccine. Then after that, the infant needs 2 to 3 more vaccines to make sure they're fully protected from getting hepatitis B. So to increase the number of birth dose vaccines happening in the parts of the world that have not yet reached that 1%. And I had mentioned, we know that there are still countries and places in Africa that have not yet reached that 1%. We're going to need commitments from Gavi. We're going to need commitments from the ministries of health. And we're going to need commitments from the vaccine suppliers. It's a very cheap vaccine. And it's just a matter of actually making sure that it's introduced and ensuring that mothers come in and deliver in a facility or bring their child back into a facility within 24 hours to get that vaccine.
Talking about COVID, you did mention it briefly. How has COVID-19, the pandemic, disrupted the supply chain, for example? How has it disrupted the political will to tackle things like hepatitis?
Well, we do know that WHO and many different partners have done surveys to see how disrupted are essential health services across the board. And we know last week there was a discussion from our colleagues who work specifically in immunization that there's great disruption to immunization programs. And so when now WHO, we're also now taking a look at all of those different essential health services and trying to work with our counterparts in countries and our staff to get these restarted. Because we know if we don't do the vaccination now, they will potentially, those children could miss out on a lifelong freedom from hepatitis B. And so it's important that we do this. We had done a small modeling exercise with other modelers out of the UK, out of Imperial College London. And if we miss too much of this vaccination, if 60% of the birth dose coverage goes down, and then the infant doses go down by 20%, and we have a slow recovery, we could have 5.3 million additional chronic hepatitis B infection from children born right now in 2020 up to 2030, and a million more hepatitis B related deaths for those children later on.
So those are huge health costs, aren't they? Apart from the human tragedy of hepatitis, which is preventable, keep saying, we've got the fact that down the line it's going to cost countries billions. So how are you convincing them to act now?
Well, I think part of this is keeping the energy up around hepatitis, having on World Hepatitis Day an opportunity to speak with leaders. Tomorrow, we're going to have a World Hepatitis Celebration where we're going to bring together a head of a first lady, heads of states, people from the AU, and especially ministries of health, and convince them that they need to invest in these vaccines. We have worked with Gavi, and there is a plan for expanding the approach to getting these vaccines into the vaccine programs in those countries that don't yet have them over the next 2 to 3 years. And I think if we can make those efforts and keep up, we'll be able to weather this sort of difficult time with COVID and do catch up. What we have also said is it's also possible to do catch up on these vaccinations if they have been missed. So that's quite an important piece to keep in mind. But it will require that not only do the healthcare workers who are working on COVID, but they also start to slowly resume some of their other essential services, ensure that mothers and families feel comfortable bringing their children into the healthcare setting, or setting up community-based immunization programs where people do not have to travel very far or feel that they need to expose the children or themselves to undue risks.